The force you see around you today may not be there tomorrow. A new study published in the journal Ecology Letters says fewer trees are growing back after recent wildfires in the region. Nate Hedgie of our Mountain West News Bureau tagged along with researchers in Montana to find out why.
I'm marching through a stand of blackened, towering pine trees with fire ecologist Philip Higuera.
Ooh, we can smell the charcoal here. You smell that?
I do, yeah.
He's a low-key guy with a trim beard and sporty sunglasses, but when I ask him whether the massive wildfire that raced across this mountain last summer was bad, he takes exception.
It was bad if your house got burned in it. It was bad if you were breathing a lot of smoke and it inconvenienced you, but for the forest itself...
He says it was natural and needed. For centuries, he says, wildfires have acted as a kind of reset button, killing big, old trees and allowing new ones to grow in their place. But today, fewer trees are growing back, and Higuera blames hotter and drier summers.
The more we turn up temperature and turn down precipitation, the harder it's going to be for trees.
Higuera co-authored a new study that looked at more than 1,000 burn sites spanning 3 decades across Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho.
We'd go out to a region, we'd identify a large fire, and looked for seedlings.
Seedlings are baby trees, and Higuera says they're really sensitive to climate. They need a couple of mild, wet summers to grow into adult trees. But summers in the West are becoming hotter and drier. So when the researchers visited the most recent burn sites, they found fewer seedlings were surviving. In fact, in about 1/3 of those sites, they couldn't find any new seedlings.
Nothing.
Zeros.
Wow.
Yep.
And that has big repercussions, especially in forests surrounding cities like Salt Lake, Boise, or Denver. Higuera says it's those woods that are most affected because they're at a lower elevation, where it's even hotter and drier than up in the mountains. So when they burn, he says, they may not come back.
We're either going to have grasses dominate or shrubs dominate, or another possibility, which we won't know, like we're living out this experiment as humans, is it could just be that these places take much longer for trees to regenerate.
And finding out what happens to these forests in the future is Kim Davis's job. She's also a fire ecologist, and she's not that optimistic.
I mean, we have to at some point accept that we have had this impact and things are going to change, and I don't know how helpful it is to be really upset about losing forests. It just seems kind of inevitable.
And so this also begs a question, which is probably going to be a pretty stupid question, but can you go in and say, okay, we're going to water these forests so we can make sure that the landscape essentially stays the same even though climate change is happening?
I don't think that's practical. So any kind of, trying to reforest or keep our ecosystems the way they are now under climate change is probably unrealistic in terms of budget, time, money constraints, except for in very specific areas.
So bottom line, that means the West may look different than it does now. We're talking more grassland and desert and fewer forests.
I mean, of course, it makes me sad to lose forests. Just as a person, I feel like we just innately like forests. But on the other hand, I feel like I've spent so much time thinking about and studying climate change that I'm kind of like, well, just getting really upset about it isn't going to do anything.
But there is a silver lining of sorts. Fire ecologists say fewer trees and forests could also mean fewer, or at least less severe, wildfires. And that means less smoke. So you may not have as many trees in your future, but at least you'll be able to breathe. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Lolo, Montana.